Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, is it a bird or is it a plane? Or is it just this evening's takeaway dinner being delivered from the skies? Because that is what is happening in one County Galway town where drone deliveries have become the norm, with plans for similar trade in the skies across Ireland within the next year and a half. John Cook is in Oranmore with the details. Tell us more about this, John.
Well, Cormac, I'd have hardly believed dinner could be served from the skies in this way myself if I hadn't seen it today. But you can order, well, anything you want. Think about what you're in the mood for this evening, Cormac. Takeaway food, milk or bread from the supermarket. You can get medicine from the pharmacy or books from your local bookshop in Oranmore, delivered by drones. Since Mana drone deliveries began a pilot project here around last September using custom-made aerospace-grade drones flying at an altitude of over 50 metres and speeds of over 80 kilometres per hour to make deliveries within minutes. They've a staff of 6 people working from their base in the Oranmore town centre, where I found out how it all works, starting by asking Mana Operations Director Naomi Cullen about the service.
Essentially, we are a drone delivery service. We are operating here in Oranmore, delivering for up to 14 vendors at the moment, anything from the local pharmacy, so your medical needs, to the groceries from Tesco. We have amazing range of coffee shops and local vendors, including takeaway outlets as well. So we can pretty much essentially deliver anything. And here actually we have a live delivery happening.
There's a drone landing outside just to collect it. So what's been happening here? Here on your screens you've got the orders, you've got your map of Oranmore, because you operate in a 2 kilometre radius of Oranmore town centre for deliveries. Jack, you just collected this delivery, or tell me what happened.
Well, it's just a simple enough delivery. It's 2 cappuccinos with low-fat milk and a strawberry milkshake.
It's bagged up. I mean, the obvious question, a daft question maybe, is how's the cappuccino not going to spill?
So basically, it's just a really smooth process. The way we package it, as you can see here, the cups are have spill-proof lids. We also package it in that the cups are actually at a tilt.
Kieran, tell me what you're doing next.
So we've put it into the bag and we've put it into the cassette. The cassette has like a heated liner, and the cassette also holds the battery for the drone itself.
Like a crate, is it?
Yeah, cassette is what we call it.
When we get it in, we have it tied into a spool, it's called, so it's a bit of string that comes down to let it down to the ground. Good. And it's on a motor as well, so it doesn't just drop out of the sky. Okay.
So you're going to carry it out to the drone now. Can I come with you?
Yep.
Now, so we're going outside to the rooftop. Beautiful day for it too.
So we just had one delivery come back. They're taking out the old cassette and putting in the new cassette with the package inside. When a person actually places the order, they're given, they put in their air code into our app. And once it's within the 2 kilometre radius, we're able to create a mission in order for it to deliver to their driveway or to their home or their garden, all within a couple of minutes. So Kieran's just swiping the mission here now. This has the coordinates of where the drone needs to fly. Okay. She's fully autonomous. She flies herself. So that's the most exciting part for me anyway. And I call her a girl. She's a she.
I didn't know that the drones had genders.
They do now. So she has been loaded there, ready to go. And within a couple of seconds, you'll see that we will take off.
And up she goes.
And away she goes.
That is incredible. Now, I've brought cappuccinos from the bar to the table, John, and I've spilled half of it. There's a cappuccino taken to the skies via drone delivery.
You never brought me one.
Did you see how it arrived?
You never brought me a coffee or a cappuccino anyway. I don't know whether you got generous with other people there, but I wasn't flying myself. But I'm told those coffees did get to the customer intact, hot and on time before I could by road. But I did get to see other deliveries as orders continued to come in for everything from a full Irish breakfast to brown bread and cakes and coffee and takeaway Thai food. Now, if you notice the low humming sound of the drone like me, I found it almost disappears as the small aircraft carrying about a 2 kilometre load delivery reaches its travel height. And Mana said that locals in Oranmore haven't complained about drones in the skies once they knew they weren't noisy or that they didn't invade privacy. They don't have recording cameras on board. Now, the company uses a visual observer and safety officer who both travel by road to monitor the deliveries as they're dropped off as part of the conditions of its current approval from the Irish Aviation Authority. But it's expected those won't be required after the trial. high-profile projects become long-term services. In the Bluebell Woods estate in Oranmore, Karina and Barry Maguire were taking a break from working from home as they waited for their lunch to arrive. And I asked them first if many of their neighbours use this drone delivery service.
They do, and it's really funny. All the kids kind of just hop out to watch it happen. They're all in school right now, but yeah, our own kids will
be... The kids freak. They absolutely love us to see it coming.
Will it cost you much extra for your takeaway now to get the drone delivery?
Not at all,
I think it's, not much more than it would in the car. They're pretty much the same, I think, to get a delivery driver. And now you have the fun of it too, you know. It still is a buzz to see it appear in the sky, so...
Is it too easy to get a Thai takeaway and to eat something bad now, though?
You have to do a lot of sea swimming to make up for it.
It's here.
Barry, you said the kids were excited. You must be hungry.
Well, Mom's excited. It's just so cool to see it.
Okay, lunch is on its way. And there it is. The bag drops from the drone.
Lovely. Camille Thai, 2 bags. Perfect.
So Naomi, basically the drone lowered itself to where they are above Karina and Barry's house?
Just in front of their driveway. So it descends to about 15 metres. So she flies at 50 metres, descends to 15 metres, hovers over the delivery point, opens her hatch, and out comes your delivery on a biodegradable piece of thread.
Lowered to the ground by this long thread, basically.
That's right, yeah, and it works off resistance, so it comes down at a lovely slow pace, and as you can see, hits the ground perfectly.
Like manna from heaven, is that where you get your name?
Literally.
Yeah. Barry, you're feeling that. Lunch has arrived.
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah,
can't wait to pick up the bags.
Yeah.
Yes. Is it hot?
Yes, I can feel it here now.
Does it smell good?
It does, indeed.
Breathe it in, Barry.
Absolutely love it. And we get loads of stuff. We get like groceries from Tesco. We've had ice cream delivered, coffee regularly, loads of stuff. So this is our first time having the Thai green curry, so I'm looking forward to it.
Karina, you said your family think that you're living in kind of a sci-fi movie at this stage.
I'm actually Canadian, and I told my family that this is the one location in all of Ireland that you can actually get drone deliveries. They didn't believe it at first. I had to send them videos and stuff, but yeah, it's space age.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing technology. I just can't believe that they can do it.
I've seen the future, and it's an Oranmore, guys. Bon appetit.
Thank you very much.
Yum, yum. Thank you, drone. That's Karina and Barry Maguire there. But it is incredible when you hear it even, John. But there's a serious side to this as well. I wonder what it means for the people who run traditional delivery services and jobs in that sector, John.
Yeah, I was thinking if this is to catch on, Cormac, what'll happen to bike couriers or takeaway drivers? Would they be put out of work? But Mana told me there could still be a role for traditional delivery services in getting food from restaurants or cafes to the drone delivery base. And the company says their delivery service has brought extra trade to coffee shops and restaurants who can't open during lockdown. So they predict that this will support that kind of trade, and there'll be more jobs growth in these businesses in that way. The Brasco Coffee Academy say the takeaway trade has definitely got some of their staff back to work, and drone deliveries have been an added boost after a gradual start, according to owner Linda Lydon, who spoke to me at one of her shops in Oranmore today.
We had a few orders at the start, but now on Saturday morning we have a drone rush. So many orders, and they're pre-ordered from the night before. So yeah, it's really picking up. We didn't have a delivery service before, and we didn't know how it would be possible to deliver coffee. You know, it's something that doesn't hold its quality very long, but the drone is quite fast. So we're excited to continue with it for sure.
You told me that drone delivery is good for congested towns as well, like Oranmore.
Yes, Oranmore at the moment, there's an initiative to try and ease some of the congestion in Oranmore village. It's a really, really busy town. We are trying to take a little bit of the traffic congestion out of the village if possible, so we are discussing that this might be a good way forward for us as well, if there's a central point that we can bring food deliveries to.
I'm thinking of lots of other congested towns. Would you recommend it? Can you see it happening?
For right now, in the current crisis that we're in, it's helping for sure. Anything that will increase trade for us at the moment is helping us to bring back really valuable members of our team that don't want to be off.
And beyond lockdown?
Yeah, I feel like there's even more that we could do with it, to be honest. Now it's coffee, but I do think we had started doing baking hampers as well, and we'd hope to get those delivered too. So we intend to keep it, and for other industry as well. It's not just hospitality.
Yeah, sky's the limit, pardon the pun. Linda Lydon there of Brasco Coffee Academy in Oranmore. So tell me this, John, when will we see, or will we see at all, do you think, drone deliveries take off, and I'm full of puns this evening, in other parts of Ireland.
You're droning on, Cormac. Yeah. This is definitely going to spread because Mana says it hopes to completely replace road-based deliveries to improve customer experience and waiting times, while also taking the dangers of road deliveries into the skies. Their first drone delivery project involved critical food and medicine supplies in conjunction with the HSE in Moneygall in County Offaly during the first lockdown last year. Then they moved to serve a larger population of around 10,000 in Oranmore. That was the next stage in its plans to go nationwide. They're staying in Oranmore, but in the coming weeks, Mana will announce a new location, a town of over 40,000 people, they say, for its next drone delivery base. And operations manager Naomi Cullen told me the company does plan to roll out to many other towns nationwide within the next 18 months.
When I first started with Mana, I was mesmerised about how this actually happens. And now to see the drone delivering to so many homes here in Oranmore, and it's such the norm for people now. They don't even, you know, acknowledge it as it flies by. They literally just place the order on a regular basis. And it is just the norm for them here in Oranmore. And once our operations expand nationwide, it'll just be a nationwide success.
You said people are clicking on maybe to order the milk they had forgot to get for breakfast, or the gravy they forgot for the roast dinner on a Sunday, things like that.
Yes.
But how much does it cost to get them delivered to your house by drone?
Anything from €1 up to €3.50. So the main cost would be €3.50 plus VAT, so €4.20. But we do offer different services. For example, we can deliver your pint of milk or your litre of milk for less than €1.
What about pints from the pub?
Not quite yet.
That is Naomi Cullen of Mana Drone Deliveries, ending John Cook's report there. And I better drone a coffee to John or I'll never hear the end of it.